Let's open our Bibles to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 2. And I'll be sharing from the King James Version Bible. Let's go. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. We were talking about creating with God in blood covenant, and this is episode 2 of our series. And the purpose is to simply take scriptures that we all know and love and see how God used the elements of blood covenant to create. And by the way, again, this is episode 2 of this series. In episode 1, we saw the scripture, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." And the word "beginning" means to move the thoughts, to shake the head, to reveal desire as the first principal thing. And then we saw that the word "God" is the Hebrew word Elohim, which represents the Trinity or the covenant God. So each person of the Godhead began to move the thoughts, to move as one desire to create. Here, the word "create" means to cut, to shape, to give form. And as you study this word in the Hebrew, it also means to exchange liquid elements. This, my dear friend, is what we've been sharing for 6 or 7 months behind the scenes at the time of this podcast being published, that the elements of liquid are the elements of blood covenant, blood, water, spirit. So when we pick up in verse 2, the earth was without form, or it was in a place where it had not yet been cut. It was in a place where it had not yet been formed. It didn't take shape as what? Being one in blood. That's why where there's no blood, there's no form. Where there's no blood, there's no shape. Where there's no blood, there's not a place of the desire of God to be one with God. That's why I love blood covenant so much. It's greater than the law of attraction. It's greater than the spoken word of faith. Even though the spoken word of faith has its place, there must first be a moving of the thoughts as one with God, to give shape, to give form, to desire, to make one by drawing through the elements of blood covenant. So the earth was without shape, and so they had to move their thoughts as one in blood to make the earth one. And out of that blood issued forth water, which is life. Jesus came up out of the waters of the baptism of John to give life, and life more abundantly. Each part of the Godhead has a particular work in the covenant of blood covenant, the elements of blood covenant, to make one the desire of what they want to create. And here we see the earth was without shape. The earth was without form. The earth was void. It didn't have the elements of blood covenant. And this is why I love it so much, because 1 John 5 says the witness of God are these three things on earth: blood, water, spirit. In other words, blood gives record and testifies of how the earth was formed, how the earth was created, and how the earth became full of life. It began to bear record. It began to record. And the Spirit began to take of the Father through blood and testify to the earth of the Father, of the Son, of the works of the Father, who the Father is. And the Spirit began to take of the Father and reveal through the Son, yet the Spirit took of Jesus to reveal the Father, and the earth became one with God through the elements of blood covenant. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. I love this word, without form. It means to be a desert. It means to be of no value. It means to be confusion. It means to be an empty place. It means to be a wilderness. I love what John said, that he was a voice crying out in the wilderness, or he was a voice making one the elements of blood covenant, to his desire to bring forth the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Behold ye him. And yet it was the Lamb of God who was our blood covenant made flesh. John had the ability to create what was without shape, to create which was without form, to create which was full of confusion, full of not, wilderness, and make it one. And that's why every disciple of God's presence needs to learn how to create with God, how to understand the God of blood covenant. Because blood covenant and the ability to create with God is the executive and administrative work of the Spirit of Elohim. And we'll pick up on that next time around, because we're going to be hanging out in verse 2 in our next series, in our next podcast. We're out of time. Thank you so much for listening in today. And again, if you'd like to learn more about what we do, helping people learn to create with God, then this is the purpose as to why you've come here today. Thanks for listening in. Steal away in the secret place.